People ponder why Jordan Peterson cries so much, and it's because he understands the silent struggle that can be a man's life. To be a man means you are worthless unless proven otherwise. In the words of Chris Rock,
only women, children, and dogs are loved unconditionally. Women, children, and dogs are loved unconditionally. A man is only loved under the condition that he provides something. Okay? I've never heard a woman in my life say, you know, after he got laid off, we got so much closer.
Deep down, most of us lads know this. We realize we're not special. We realize society is not really going to care about us. And this can be hard to handle, but most of us don't have too much of a problem with it. We get that this is the game. We get that we have to understand our place. And to help us deal with this, our souls fill us with the emotion of duty. Duty is the emotion that makes us sacrifice ourselves to a society that doesn't show that much love for us. To make us sacrifice ourselves for big ideas and big dreams. And this fires up our souls. This is how you convince young men to die in wars. We want to do our duty. We want to go out and put our lives on the line, but in return, we get treated with respect. We get treated with honor for doing our duty. Our souls fill us with dreams where we go on grand crusades, a hero's journey, where we earn our honor and our respect. We hope that if we sacrifice, men will treat us well and women will adore us. Now, this emotion, this desire for us to go and sacrifice, to take risks, to work hard, to struggle, this is one of our most powerful emotions. This is what allows us to build great projects. The sacrifices of millions of young men are what run society, are what build societies. They keep the lights on, they keep the water running. They step up and fight in the wars when time comes. And they don't want to be treated like a rock star. They just want some dignity. We men know that we are born with the original sin of being worthless. So we sacrifice ourselves to try remedy that. And Jordan Peterson cries because our culture dishonors this deal. These men are punished for their virtues. Millions of these men around the world, motivated by their instinct to do their duty, get up every single day, make constant sacrifices that nobody notices, that nobody cares about. And then journalists, academics, and unhappy women who are reaping the benefits of this society that has been created for them, the freedom, the safety, the tolerance. They turn around and they say that these men are toxic. Or worse, they call them pathetic. And there are certainly pathetic men. But it is an egregious error to mix up honorable and dutiful men with cowardly and lazy men. Nietzsche has a quote where he says, "Woman's love involves injustice and a blindness against everything that she does not love." You see, all these men that run society, that build things quietly in the shadows, that go and die in wars to protect the borders, they're not the glamorous superstars, the handsome Hollywood actors. They are the carpenter with 400 Instagram followers. They are the unknown soldier who gets blown to smithereens in some foreign country at the age of 24. The ones that are easy to disrespect. The ones that you can ignore. That you can stick your nose up to. That you can look down upon. That you can call an incel. A loser. A nobody. Jordan Peterson cries because he was this guy once. Just like I was. Just like Andrew Tate was. Just like Eminem was when he worked in restaurants. Just like Conor McGregor was when he was a plumber. The guy who's trying to make his way through life and nobody gave a shit about him. The guy who spat on, ignored. The guy who had to deal with some very difficult emotions. Loneliness, confusion, depression, anxiety, isolation, uncertainty about the future, constantly feeling disrespected. And worst of all, a feeling inside of your heart that you want to do good for the world, but nobody cares. Nobody wants to take that desire for you to work hard and help you fulfill that potential. You see, Jordan Peterson cries because as a young guy, you are willing to take this humiliation. You're willing to take this abuse. You're willing to be disrespected. You know that you're not at the top of the game. You're ready to stand in the army and be an unknown private who is spat at and spoken down to. You're willing to go through hell. And often all you need is a bit of encouragement. A harsh, masculine mentor that tells you that you're nothing, that points out to you that you're not good enough, but is always saying that you can become something, is always encouraging you when you do the right thing, is always saying that you can fulfill your potential if you keep working hard. That's all a young man wants. He wants someone to put him on the path. He will join an army and he doesn't care if he gets humiliated every single day as long as he feels that he's becoming something better. I remember this energy when I was young. I would go to fighting gyms. The coaches would beat me. They would tell me I am not good enough. They would prove to me I am not good enough, but they would train me and I would listen. I had nothing. I was broke. I was like one of those bald little boy monks that showed up to the monastery. You could have shaved me bald and slapped me, because I knew that they were going to transform me into something great. And that is all I wanted. I was happy to sleep on a mattress on the floor. I was happy to shut the fuck up and not complain. All I wanted was to overcome myself.
Is that you? Are you the intellectual hero to these people?
Sure. Why not? You know, people have been after me for a long time because I've been speaking to disaffected young men. You know, what a terrible thing to do that is. Thought the marginalized were supposed to have a voice.
It's making you emotional talk about that.
Well, God, you know. It's very difficult to understand how demoralized people are. And certainly many young men are in that category. And you get these casual insults, these incels. What do they mean? It's like, well, these men, they don't know how to make themselves attractive to women who are very picky, and good for them. Women, like, be picky. That's your gift, man. Demand high standards from your men. Fair enough. But all these men who are alienated, it's like they're lonesome and they don't know what to do. And everyone...
You've been so controlled today. And yet in that brief moment, you got very emotional. Why?
It's really something to see constantly how many people are dying for a lack of an encouraging word. Mm.
Yes, this is tragic, but this is something you must understand and you must accept. This is the reason that all men these days are getting drawn towards masculinity gurus. Nobody else is telling our story. Nobody else is explaining why we feel the way we feel. And this leads to us getting red-pilled. Strong men create society, which becomes a safe space for women and priests. Women and priests manage this space and then educate the future generations of men incorrectly. Eventually, the men become too weak to defend the society. And barbaric masculine outsiders show up and destroy the society. When the hyper-masculine Mongols showed up in Iran, the natives were not capable of defending their cities. The Mongols broke in. The Mongols rounded everybody up into the mosques. And there they proceeded to rape all the young girls in front of their families. And no god came down and stopped them. No pretty words saved them. Because the only thing that could save them was their men. But their men did not have the strength. The weak suffer what they must, and the strong do as they wish. And the Mongols did what they wished with these poor people. And the women and the priests in these societies, maybe in the decades leading up to this, they might have challenged the authority of their men. They might have morally shamed their manliness. And the men might have been too spineless to stand up for themselves. Until one day the Mongols show up and violently punish them all. Yet despite all the short-sightedness and cowardice in our society, millions of men across the world still have souls that are screaming at them to become strong. Despite all of society telling them to become weak, millions of men are investing huge amounts of time to self-improve. They're learning to fight. They're learning to make their own money. They're learning to speak. They're self-educating. They are breaking out of the institutions. They're leaving universities. They're avoiding corporate jobs. All so they can be free, sovereign, rugged individuals. Because deep down, our instincts know that if we are weak, one day the Mongols might come and skin us alive and behead our sisters, while the priests weep in the corner saying, "I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry." Our instincts know we must be strong. And this is something worth great celebration. Despite weird evil priests trying to create a gender war and demoralize everyone, despite short-sighted spiritual sellouts trying to accuse us of being the worst force in the world, a real man's soul will not let him become anything but a warrior. And a real woman only loves a warrior. And a warrior is strong and capable. A warrior tells the truth. Even with the whole world against us, deep down in our core, we will not live a lie. We will fight for what is true. Because we're going to get slandered anyway. We're going to get spat on. We're going to get disrespected. So we may as well get disrespected pursuing manly excellence. We are going to need haters if we are going to be winners.
Hey.
Think. Man can love two women at once. I mean, be in love with them.
I don't think that man can love. At least not the way that he means. The inadequacies of reality always set in.
You wonder ever you're a bad man?
No, I don't wonder, Morty. World needs bad men. We keep the other bad men from the door.
Jordan Peterson cries because he pities men. But lucky for him, men don't need pity. Men crave struggle. Men crave the path to excellence. Men's souls cannot be beaten that easy. You can slander a boy. You can brainwash him his whole life in your nihilistic education institution. Yet something inside of him that you cannot control will call bullshit. Will look at you and see that you are lying. Will see that you are spineless. All these creepy priests can do to keep men under their foot is to make them sick. To poison them with soy. To try castrate them and fill them with hormones to make their dominance permanent. But even that does not work in the long run. You can't keep selling people a lie. Men know when they are slaves. The eternal fountain of manly excellence is reborn in every generation. And it asks the same questions. Why should I listen to you? In every generation, the wretched ideological priests will try to shackle men. Will try to smack them over the head with morality, with ideology. Will say that they have to sacrifice themselves to duty. Trying to exploit their good nature. Trying to manipulate them. Which is why young men can smell the lies wafting off their words. This manly spirit cuts through the nonsense of ideologues like a hot knife through butter. This is why Tate was such a thorn in the foot of modern culture. This is why Jordan Peterson is constantly slandered. Are they perfect? No, but they are articulating the inner voice inside the minds of all honorable men. Our souls do not want to become nihilistic debt slaves cuckolded to a life of no adventure. And true women love this within us. Despite what is said, I don't know many incels. We're the ones living free. We're the ones happy. We're the ones being adventurous. We're the ones projecting masculine vitality. And most of us are just healthy and aligned with life. Our enemies hate us because of our health, our freedom, and our happiness. Because we trust our souls. Because we want to fulfill the desires of our souls. Create culture for ourselves. Create children. Create empire. And the hate has led to many of our eyes being opened. We have seen the decrepit priests manipulating those around us, trying to make us sick. We have seen many fellow men succumb to despair, capitulate and allow themselves to become sick, allow themselves to hate life, allow themselves to swell and turn into the blob man, the perfect slave, the castrated worker ant that these priests can shove into slums. And this does make some of us despair, like Jordan Peterson. But most of us have taken this as a warning, have decided to go in the other direction, to maximize our health, our vitality and strength. We are taking responsibility for our own education. We are becoming strong because strength is truth. We are learning about our history and our people so we cannot be easily manipulated. We are mastering our health so we cannot be made sick. And so now, the pressure that has been put on us by these creepy priests has had the unintended consequence of transforming us into something more powerful than they can handle. Hundreds of thousands of men are going online, sharing information about becoming the best version of themselves, are studying excellence, are challenging all sacred cows that hold up this fake society. And most importantly of all, we are the future.
Hey guys, it's Kendall Jenner. Come get into bed with me.
Now it is time for me to pitch my manliness course, my training in how to become a real man, how to mog normies, how to walk around and be like, I'm a specimen. I am the manifestation of the Ubermensch. Nietzsche predicted a Superman would come into this world and it is me. He has arrived. Are you happy? Are you scared? Do you feel that you're shirking underneath me? Do you feel that you're crouching down and saying to yourself, oh my God, what a specimen, what an absolute beast, what a glorious entity that has just walked into my presence? Well, if you want to be that entity like me, buy my course, join my course. Now, in truth, I do have a course, of course, it's always there's always something. But my one is focused a little bit more on skill training, okay? This is my big thing that I'm always saying to people. I'm up here, I've lived in the same world that you have. I've gone through the story, you know, we've all gone through that hero story. You're hearing it an awful lot now in ads and ever since Tay, everyone's talking about this. You grow up, I go through the education system, I hear everyone telling me all these very interesting frames about what men and women are and what your nature is and what type of life path you should follow. You should just be a good little boy, pat in the head, stay in the institution, keep going to school, bro. Yeah, you're not wasting your time going to school. Keep going to school, keep going then to college, and then just get that job and stay in the thing. Do debt slavery, keep paying your taxes, all these type of things. Keep participating in it. Pay your taxes, by the way. I don't want any government agencies after me, so always pay your taxes. But continue to stay in the same location that you're in. Don't like move to Dubai and set up a 0% company or go find some type of tax entity that the elite use and all this. Don't be like the elite. Don't do what the rich people do. No, instead be a good little dutiful slave, you know? And then get all caught up in the feminism and the culture war. Get all caught up in the ideology, bickering about that. Don't study the financial system. Understand the nature of the game going on. And most importantly of all, don't figure out how to get yourself out of that game and figure out what you can do out of that. Figure out your way to lift from that. No, instead, stay on the path, you know? Get all obsessed about really interesting modern woke movements that are brand new things that have popped up in the last 10 years. That's what you should focus on. And you should obviously focus on the reaction against that instead of building yourself a position of competency and power. That's quite interesting. But of course, I was too manly. I was too vital. I was too powerful to get cucked to that feeling. I would not let that happen to me. I went to the school and they told me, they tried to shove Marxism, the Communist Manifesto, they tried to shove knowledge in my brain, but I was like, I'm too low IQ, I'm too ignorant, I'm too backwards, I'm too much like a Viking, an Icelandic Viking. They must have, when they plundered Ireland, they must have taught me something, because I was like, I trust no books. Anybody who writes a book is coping in some way. I don't trust any of this stuff. So I said no. I said, I will not do it. I will not bow to the book. I will not bow to the magic word of the priests. Instead, I went my own way. And in order for me to go my own way, I had to learn skills. I had to develop the capacity to articulate myself, the capacity to write, the capacity to speak, all these types of things. And then I've gone and I've built my own the whole sphere of life that is separate from the institution, separate from all these terrible things. And I think this is the way forward for an awful lot of people. Now, it's not the only way. There's some ways that you can go and you can play the game and you can do all these type of things. That's not my expertise. What I know is that you've got a great opportunity right now with the internet, with the capacity to go out there and get involved with online movements and use the leverage of something like the internet to tell your story a bit better, to communicate to people a little bit better who you are and put yourself out there and give yourself this opportunity to leverage freedom. Even if you're within the system, we might call it, and you want to gain more power, gain more leverage, gain more opportunity to transform your life, you need to be learning how to put your story out there, build your reputation and build your status. Because power is the foundation of freedom. As Nietzsche said, if you want to be free, you have to understand that it is something that you must fight for. And your heart definitely wants freedom. You do not want to be cooked into slavery. And the truth of the matter is that no matter how much people say to you beautiful ideas that you can vote, therefore you're free, and if you just play the game, you're a good citizen and you're a good free citizen, no matter how much people tell you that stuff, the fact of the matter is that you are not free, and freedom is not a given unless you earn it. And the only way you can earn it is by building yourself a position of power. You must just look at the world around you and say to yourself very simply, what steps do I need to take forward in order to build myself a position of power? And this might be to take your creativity that's haunted you all throughout the school system and never really got to express itself and learn how to apply it properly so that you can actually build something for yourself in the world. Go out and build some type of asset for yourself. Maybe start a social media brand. Look at the stories that you have and see what you can do with this type of stuff. Study skills that you need to study. How to write, how to speak, how to video edit, how to do all these type of things. Figure out some of these in order to push yourself forward. So this is what I teach people. I sit them down. I'll go in. I'll talk to you about manliness if you want. All these type of things. Maybe that's something I'll do later. I'll talk about how to raise your testosterone, and become a juicy boy, till you're squeezing, till you're walking down the street and you're like, oh, I'm gonna pop. I'm so juicy. I'm gonna pop. Maybe I'll do that later at some point. But for now, I'm very focused on skill training. I'm very focused on taking people in and training them in how to develop these key skills, because skills will pay the bills. Skills are the things that are going to make you have a job that you enjoy. They're going to make you be able to build something that will allow you to become useful to people. And when you're useful, when you're dutiful in learning these skills for yourself and making yourself more of a force of power, you will be able to have leverage in the world. You'll be able to make better decisions. You'll be able to become free. You'll be able to break free from all the things you want to do. It is 100% real. So the skills that I teach, video editing, storytelling, writing, the capacity to do all these type of things, the capacity to utilize stories on social media. You don't want to be someone trying these social media accounts where you're just a boring old person who sounds like everybody else. You want to learn how to find your own voice. You want to study storytelling properly. It's an actual skill that you need to learn. If you go and you wanted to become a boxer and you're like, well, I'm not going to study how to punch, you're going to get brain damage, you know? It's the same with these type of things. You're going to put up social media posts. You're going to put up content, and it's going to give people brain damage. We don't want you to do that. You want you to be actually competent in what you do. You need to learn the skills to do this type of stuff. You want to become more charismatic, more persuasive to people in person, better at projecting your personality so that people will want to be around you and all these type of things. So this, as I said, is what I teach. As I keep repeating, is what I teach. So if you're interested in this, pop down. There'll be a link in the description that will take you to more information. There'll be places you can sign up, places where you can get started and sorted. Thank you very much for watching all this stuff. I'm hoping you're enjoying this style of videos. Stay juicy and bye-bye.